Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now in today's video, I've got for you four stories all about choosing beggars. In the first story, a choosing beggar asked for $200,000 worth of computers for free because he knows Justin Bieber, Drake, and Cardi B. Seriously. You want $200,000 of computers for free? I work for a large computer manufacturer and received an interesting email into my inbox about 6 months ago. Hi, I'm creating animated videos for Justin Bieber, Cardi B, and Drake. We need some new hardware to create this. Okay, sounds interesting. But I noticed that your email comes from a Gmail account? Yes, I'm working from home, and so here is my business one. The domain he sent me went to a holding page. Suspicions are already beginning to rise, let alone it's a Gmail account originally. Taking the responsible course of action, pandemic and all that, it's potentially possible. I spoke to my head office marketing and explained what was being requested, and what, if any, marketing potential and exposure it could bring. There are other divisions in the company which could have benefited alongside. So we agree what we could get in terms of exposure and how much discount we were prepared to offer. I went back to them. So what is it you're exactly looking for? Here's the list. Now the list came to just short of $200,000, including servers, GPU, 64 RTX 6000s for a start. Right, okay, so we'll be able to offer you around a 40% discount, but none of these products will be seen, and the people that are the target market for this type of music are not likely to be our customer demographic. We'll be happy to offer you a big discount on the basis that there will be a making of video, which we'll be able to use and that we can get some sort of branding into those videos. Oh, I wasn't expecting to pay for it. Wait, so let me get this straight. You're making videos for said artists, who all have record deals and are not short of a bob or two, but the record companies don't have the money to buy the equipment needed to make these videos to promote their artists? I'm making them myself, and then I'm going to show them to the record companies to see if they're going to work with me. Think about the publicity and promotion you'll get. Huh? I've always liked your stuff, and I thought you would be able to help me. So you want $200,000 of stuff on the off chance that you might get more work and that we will get more exposure. If you do get more work, you will already have the equipment that costs you nothing, for which you're then going to charge massive amounts for your services? Yes, but think of the exposure. All right, so you want us to gamble $200,000 that you're going to produce something that a record company might pay for on the promise that there might be future opportunities. Sounds like a win-win for you and not us. Bye-bye. Seriously, man, when are these people going to learn that exposure is not a currency? You can't pay for food or your house or your life with exposure. It just doesn't work like that. Like, it's ridiculous. Come on. You're honestly telling me that this random guy, not even associated with any company that I could see, is asking for $200,000 worth of computers for free. How many? 64 RTX 6000s for a start. I'd love one. That'd be great. My goodness. So then, moving on to our next post. Free Hulu apparently isn't enough. Today, I went to log into my boyfriend's Hulu account on our Xbox. He pays for Hulu, I pay for Netflix. And I saw that I'd been logged out. I couldn't remember the password, so I went to activate it on my laptop. Now, for the past few months, we'd noticed we kept randomly getting ads on our Hulu. This shouldn't happen, since our plan was the adless Hulu option. We found out that our Hulu would somehow get changed to the Disney Plus bundle that has ads, so we'd constantly have to change it back to the cheaper ad-free plan, since I already have Disney Plus. We couldn't figure out why Hulu kept bumping us up to this plan. We guessed it was them trying to market their bundle with Disney. Regardless, we found it annoying. Today, I found out why. When I logged into our account, I saw that not only had a device reset been done, which logs out all devices, but the plan had been changed. Our current plan had been $11.99 a month for ad-free Hulu. The new plan was $151.91 a month which included every single option available for Hulu, including live TV, Hulu, Hulu without ads, Disney Plus, ESPN, Enhanced Cloud DVR, Unlimited Screens, Showtime, HBO Max, Cinemax, Stars, Entertainment Add-on, and Spanish Add-on. At least they saved us $10 and $5 by bundling a few things. Oh my goodness me, that is a lot of add-ons entirely. They couldn't be happy just getting free adless Hulu. They had to try for months to also get free Disney Plus and ESPN. When that didn't work, they tried to get every option Hulu had for free. I caught it about 2 hours after they set up the new plan, but unfortunately, we'd already been charged $55 for the changes. So to whoever in California, we got the email ping where the new user was, we're in Florida for anyone that's curious, that can't afford $6 a month Hulu off their own or a friend to mooch off, we changed our password, so you can go and stuff yourself. Updates. I went through the watch history. All this effort just to watch Animaniacs, Pawn Stars, and Impractical Jokers? Seeing that they got kicked out mid-episode of Animaniacs felt like sweet justice. I wish they'd been watching something more story-based so I could kick them out before the finale, lol. But regardless, I not only changed the password, but I did another device reset. They're double kicked out now. Also, my boyfriend will be calling Hulu later to dispute the $55 charge. Oh yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. I'm pretty sure that Hulu would be able to get your money back for that because it's clearly not you. I mean, to go and just buy everything under the sun, Spanish speaking, when I don't even think you speak Spanish. Yeah, it's pretty clear that's not you. And anyway, I'm sure Hulu will be good enough to just say, okay, that was clearly a mistake. We'll have your money back with you very shortly. But yeah, genuinely though, like if you're getting Hulu for free and you know, that's something, free $6 a month to watch whatever you want on Hulu, why do you have to go the extra mile and then just try and get everything for $150? I mean, surely the people that were getting this stuff didn't need that. $150 worth of subscription for every little channel under the sun? How much TV are you watching, man? That's crazy. You don't need that much, do you? Let's go on YouTube. It's free. Crazy. It's also free to subscribe, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that, but if you are new around here, hit the button. Sorry. Let's move on. All right then, moving on. Choosing Beggar demands to be given $40 shades for free. Okay, so for some context, I live in the UAE. Now, if you ever wish to see what a multicultural community looks like, UAE is the place. And honestly, it's quite harmonious. Most people, especially the locals, are very friendly. I mention this as there is context to it in the story. A few years back, I worked in the HR department of a community mall chain. They'd situate their branches in suburban communities. This particular mini mall had an optical store along with a barber shop, a supermarket, a floral shop, etc. And you could get your car washed by workers hired from a third-party company.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One of these car washers happened to walk into the mall and try to buy a pair of sunglasses for himself. This is where the multicultural context kicks in. That particular suburb was mostly inhabited by locals. The car washer was a foreigner who knew only his mother tongue and very broken Hindi. The shopkeeper was also from the subcontinent but spoke a different language altogether. The car washer was looking for a pair of shades for roughly $10. The opticians, however, appeared to be an upscale one where they had nothing at that sort of range. Still, from the kindness of his heart, the shopkeeper offered the guy to take the lowest priced glasses for free, which cost about $40. You would expect humility or at least some kind of appreciation, but no, it made this beggar furious as he wanted a pair that cost $150. He kept shouting in his mother tongue, "Why won't you give me that one for free?" With so much arrogance, you presume he paid full price and some more. Imagine my embarrassment when I understood the vomit he was spewing because he happened to speak my mother tongue. I kind of felt I'd sink into quicksand if I could. The guy was rightfully escorted out of the premises. I never saw him again. He was probably relocated, probably being his scumbag self somewhere else nowadays. Oh, Jesus, I had this story all wrong. I thought as we were going along that there was going to be, you know, a little difference in translation and a language barrier, and that they'd come to some sort of agreement that would kind of suit both parties, and the choosing beggar wouldn't really be choosing, but more like not understanding the language sort of thing. But no, that last paragraph, mads. Again, I would love a free pair of $40 sunglasses. I actually would quite like some sunglasses. You know, summer's coming up. I don't have any that are very good. So if you can get in touch with me, optician, that'd be fantastic. Why would you not want a free pair of sunglasses for $40? Like, why would you have to, you know, why do you need $110 more added onto a free pair? I don't know. Be happy with the $40, man. You don't need $150. That's crazy. And now moving on to our final post of today's episode, possibly the most enticing title of the four stories. Brat uses 4 eBay accounts to try and lowball me. So, a few years ago, I was selling an old Transformers toy, a mint condition Beast Wars Tarantulas for those interested. I looked at what they were selling for, so I put it up for about £45, what's that, $60 on eBay. I got a lowball offer of £25. There was some back and forth counter-offering, but what started to annoy me is that every time I moved towards them, they stayed put. So I decided to decline. I didn't want to go lower than £35. Shortly after, I received an offer from a second account, which again was low. Then I get a message from account one which said, "Okay, come on, £32, it must be. That's okay, so you could shift the price and I'll pay for that because you declined my final offer. Thanks." I didn't respond to them. Then a third account offered £26. I looked at all these accounts, and the second and third were brand new, like a day old, and all of them had the same exact postcode listed on the accounts. It was the same person. I declined the third account, and I didn't even bother arguing, but I told them I knew it was all them because it was a new account. That's when they messaged me, "Keep your rubbish toy. It looks like trash anyway. Don't let me see you again, you female dog." Then a fourth account offered me £26. This time it was not a day old, but several years. But wouldn't you know it, same postcode yet again. I never told them how I knew it was them, but I found it so funny because I was always going to know by the postcode on the address, even if they used a million accounts. When I declined again, the fourth account messaged me saying, "Hello, what is the lowest price that you would accept? Thank you." I responded to tell them that I wouldn't accept anything but full price, and I knew it was them again. They responded, "Rubbish, just like you, you're a loser forever." 12 hours later, it sold at full price. I'm glad I didn't give in to the brat with 4 accounts. I don't really understand the play here. Like, what is the ultimate aim? Does the person think that by having more accounts and making more offers at a low price, the OP is going to think, oh, maybe actually that price is the real price for this? Maybe. I mean, it kind of makes sense in my head, but clearly didn't really work out that well. And if you can also see other, you know, Transformers being listed at £45, similar to your one, and going for that price, then you're not going to undercut yourself by what, 50% or 25%? That's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't really see how abusing the seller on eBay and clearly using the same postcode, making it obvious that you're the same person, is gonna help. I don't really know, but hey, I've never bought anything on eBay in my life, so maybe I've got some learning to do. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Hope you did enjoy. If you want more from r/choosingbeggars, I actually don't think I've done it in a while, then I've got a playlist up on screen right there that you can go and click. If you are new to my channel, please consider hitting this button as well to subscribe. It's up here. Can you see it? It's lovely. It's black and yellow, some lovely colors. Click it, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.